Watch any of these shows of those who live lifestyles that are worthy of reality TV, like the wealthy folks, and they have people that work on their behalf. That's just what they do, an assistant for this, an assistant for that. You think that must be nice. Well, if you're looking to buy a new home or you need help selling your home, Emily Johnson is that person for you. Can know what it's like to live like one of those folks, to live like a Kardashian. Maybe not in other ways, but at least when it comes to having that person whose number one goal is doing the best for you as possible with passion, that's Emily Johnson, House Theory Realty. Whether you're looking to sell your home, buy a home, or you just want to follow her, her social media is so much more than just posting listings. There's advice to you as homeowners or, commonly asked questions that she receives. As a realtor, people that are wanting to sell their homes, is this something I should replace? Should I hire someone to do this? These are the things that oftentimes people don't want to ask because they're afraid they'll sound ignorant. And so instead, they'll go ahead and do something that may not help make the sale, may not increase the cost, maybe even causes a loss in value to some degree. That's why you need to reach out to Emily Johnson, House Theory Realty, for any questions you have. And of course, any home selling, home buying that you want to do, you can find all of her info under Nick's endorsements at ksgf.com. Capitol Police arrested six House staffers yesterday who were protesting in Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer's office. Law enforcement responded to the protest that took place in room 322 in the Hart Senate office building around 11:15, the Capitol Police told the Daily Wire. Now, let's just go ahead here and let's all accept the fact they will not be treated like Republicans if Republicans did this, if Trump supporters did this. A year from now, they will not be sitting in jail cells waiting for a trial. So let's just get that part out of the way. Police said six demonstrators were arrested for DC Code 22-3302 unlawful entry for failing to leave the office after they were told to leave. The six people who were arrested are all staff, House staffers. By the way, let me go back to the previous point I was making about the difference between Trump supporters versus Democrats. People will say, yeah, but they weren't trying to overthrow the government. These Democrat staffers that were refusing to leave the Capitol while unlawfully entering, they weren't trying to stop an election from moving forward in the peaceful transition of power. The thing is, this so-called insurrection, still no one has been charged with any insurrection. That's not a charge these people face. The people, including the individual who committed suicide last week after being hounded and hounded and hounded by the federal government, facing prison time for doing what? Unlawful entry. Wasn't charged with trying to conspire to overthrow the government. Wasn't tried for insurrection. He wasn't facing any of those charges. It was parading without a permit and illegal entry. The same thing that these people do. The same thing that the Colbert crew did. So for people that want to dismiss it as different because they claim that those people who are sitting in jail cells or who are facing jail time were trying to overthrow the government, no. And I'm not claiming that there weren't a few kooks in there that had that in mind, but there are people sitting in jail today and their only charge is unlawful entry or parading without a permit. The individuals arrested were Saul Levin, Aria Kovalich, Rajiv Sikora, Courtney Collell, Philip Bennett, and Emma Preston, according to police. Levin, who is the son of a Democratic congressman and policy advisor to Missouri's own Cori Bush, posted a picture of himself and another staffer on social media on Monday with the caption, quote, "Right now, we Hill staffers are peacefully protesting Dem leaders inside. To my knowledge, this has never been done," he continued. "We've also never seen climate catastrophe." Yeah, we have. You may be too young to remember. every generation since at least the late 60s has, quote, seen climate catastrophe, because we're always told we've got 10 more years. We're always told the ozone will be gone in 20 years. We're told that the rainforest will be gone in 10. We're told once we hit the year 2000, it'll be too late. Nope, that's 2006. It'll be too late. Up now it's 2010. So yeah, we've seen this before. And guess what? 10 years from now, 20 years from now, 30 years from now, you'll recognize that you've seen this over and over and over again. Now, actually, the reason I wanted to bring up this point, we're going to get Jason Reimer's news update as he stands by. This is a glimpse into the real big problem that the Democrat Party has, that most people don't necessarily recognize because it is a internal family affair, if you will. So we'll talk about that, get you a little bit of insight as to what's going on with the Democrat Party. First, Jason Reimer.
A crash in Christian County leaves one woman dead. The Highway Patrol says 68-year-old Sarah Marshall from Clever died when she pulled into the path of a pickup on Highway 160 south of Highlandville. Authorities say a fire at a home in northwest Arkansas killed six people, including four children.
The fire happened Sunday at a mobile home in Springdale. Washington County officials said one child escaped, but four other children died along with two adults. The cause of the fire is still under investigation.
George Lawson reporting. Springfield City Council has voted to rezone a lot at Sunshine and Jefferson for a limited business district. The city turned down a plan by developers, though, to build the Seven Brew coffee shop there. It comes after concerns about potential traffic problems. And tonight's Mega Millions lottery prize is worth an estimated $810 million. Just what would you do with that kind of money?
Man, I wish I had even half of that, a portion of that.
I would pay all my debt off and whatever I had left, travel with my wife.
The $810 million would be paid out over 30 years. Even if you take the lump sum, it would still be worth an estimated $470 million before taxes. I'm Jason Reimer, Springfield's Talk 104.1.
First Alert forecast sponsored by St. Clair of the Ozarks Home Improvements. Heat advisory through tonight for most of the listening area. We've got sun and heat today. There is a slight chance of showers and storms, a high of 102, heat index of 105. 76 tonight, partly sunny. Slight chance of afternoon showers, storms tomorrow, 98. Showers and storms on Thursday, high of 88. 81 on Friday with a 50% chance of showers and showers possible Saturday with a high again of 81.
You're listening to Nick Reed in the Morning on Springfield's Talk 104.1.
Capitol Hill police arrest House staffers. These are people that work in the Capitol for protesting climate change in Schumer's office. Now, it should be noted, Schumer's in the past said he fully supports peaceful protesting, even when it's a violation of federal law outside a Supreme Court judge's home. It's interesting, then, that he would have protesters from his own party arrested for peacefully protesting in his office. Isn't it funny how these people are such posers, dishonest, hypocritical pieces of trash? Yes, that's Chuck Schumer. That aside, there are components to this scenario that give insight into the current problems with the Democrat Party. One, you've got these staffers, one of which is the son of a Democrat congressman from Michigan. And he was, of course, and he's a policy advisor for Representative Cori Bush. So another proud moment connection there to Missouri. He posted a picture of himself on social media, because of course, with the caption, quote, "Right now, we Hill staffers are peacefully protesting dim leaders inside." Now, shouldn't social, is this Twitter? I mean, this is the violation of law. They were illegally entering under DC code the Capitol. Why was this even allowed to be displayed on social media? Of course, we all know the answer to that question. Quote, "Right now, we Hill staffers are peacefully protesting Dem leaders inside. To my knowledge, this has never been done. We also have never seen climate catastrophe, so we're meeting the moment. Follow us along as we fight with everything we have to jumpstart climate negotiations. So, first part of the problem here. The absolute all-encompassing narcissism of young Democrats. Now, it became clear to me, one of the, I recognize it as a downside of social media, is it allowed people who wanted to feel important do the bare minimum and still get attention to make them feel as if they're doing something important. Changing a profile pic, hashtagging something. Posting a picture of them holding a sign, hashtagging something, as Michelle Obama did with her pouty sad face. This, I guarantee, this individual, you listen to what he just posted a picture of himself. Sitting in what a colleague's office on the floor, I'm guessing it was on the floor, protesting, and he said, to my knowledge, this has never been done. Oh, look at him. He is a trailblazer. No one has ever been brave as this individual. We're meeting the moment. Follow us as we fight with everything we have. That's everything you have. See, this is the level of narcissism when it marries convenience. You have Democrat activists who work on the Hill that, for them, everything that they have is posting a picture of themselves on social media. He also went on to say, we are putting our bodies on the line because we have no other choice. Yeah. Now, we have seen people put their bodies on the line. Even in our own history, whether it be the issue of segregation, in which people put their bodies on the line, knowing that those bodies would be abused, but allowing it to be done so that the world could see that treatment, believing, correctly so, that it would sway people over to their side. We've seen even more severe examples of it, Tiananmen Square in China, for example, where people put their bodies on the line by standing in front of tanks. And while there's the iconic photo of one individual doing so, he wasn't the only individual that put himself in danger's way. Many people were slaughtered that day. In this country, there is an affliction that is suffered by young Democrats where they really believe they are such warriors and they're really putting it all on the line when they do nothing. So here's somebody who said, oh, we're putting our bodies on the line because this is so serious. Can you imagine what happens if Capitol Hill police came in and took a nightstick and busted one of their kneecaps? Do you think they would see that as this is what we're willing to sacrifice? They would scream. They would squall. They would file lawsuit after lawsuit. They would be, we would see the limitations on full display. In a video apparently taken after his arrest, the staffer told NBC News, of course, feeds into this, that he was protesting for Schumer to reopen negotiations on climate reconciliation package and to actually pass climate legislation. Now, here's where we get to the other problem that Democrats have, aside from the young blood that is tainted with overwhelming narcissism. It is the fact that the Democrat Party, in an attempt to stay relevant with younger people, began to allow some of these younger narcissistic people that have center of the universe syndrome, main character syndrome, they allowed them to have control to a certain degree, and it's gotten away from them. And part of the reason that it's gotten away from them is because they gave an inch to some of these individuals in order to get input from the younger generation, from the college age, from the early 20s up to, you know, 30-year-old left-wing activists, because they saw, okay, these individuals are activists. We need to stay cool. We need to stay relevant. We need to be able to know how it is to talk with the TikTok generation. And so they have them in. But what they didn't realize is these were young people who were raised in a manner in which they were never told no and given boundaries. So they don't know boundaries. Now, not all young people, but generally people on the left. This is how they either raise their kids, or it's how people become lefties oftentimes, because they're given no boundaries. They're told every thought that they have is wonderful. They're told anytime anyone says anything that you don't like or that is contrary to your beliefs, it's because they're bad. It's a tremendous injustice. And so this is how they get into life. This is what they believe. That they are the most brilliant mind in existence, that is the greatest victim ever. And so they have gotten into these staffing positions, and they have just taken over, whether it's in the White House, whether it is these congressional offices. This is why we have gotten to the point where the Democrat Party finds itself defending men dressing as women, stripping in front of 5- and 6-year-olds who are then instructed to put dollar bills in their G-strings. That is how the Democrat Party has gotten so extreme, to where they are arguing in primaries over what, you know, who can prove that they're more woke and denying that a woman's actually a woman. We end up with Supreme Court justice nominees and then accepted who can't define what a woman is because she says, I'm not a biologist. Who are in total and complete denial when it comes to the very basic elements of biology and science. When it comes to the basic conventional wisdom of what is appropriate information to share with 5- and 6-year-olds. It's because the Democrat Party has allowed narcissistic young people who have never had boundaries inside, and they have taken the controls, and they don't know how to stop them. And because they have made the waves, they are too afraid to put the brakes on it, because then their own activists are going to turn against them. This is the insane, crazed, maniacal horse that the Democrats have hitched their wagon to, and now they don't know what to do with it. Springfield's Talk 104.1, I'm Nick Reed.
Your voice is needed.
The American people have to pull their heads out of their keisters.
Now more than ever.
And start thinking like responsible Americans.
Springfield's Talk 104.1. You're listening to Nick Reed in the Morning on Springfield's Talk 104.1.
Garage Experts, the number one brand nationwide in garage improvement space. And it has industrial commercial applications. You own a restaurant. You have a doctor's office, maybe cosmetic surgery, whatever it may be. I definitely recommend you check out Garage Experts and find out what they can do for you. Hundreds of color choices will match any taste. Light, bright, easy to clean, warranty backed by nationwide company. Three P's, people. They have very long-term crews. These aren't not a high turnover by any stretch of the imagination. The product, the most durable, highest-grade, toughest epoxy that is available, and the process that they go through with very expensive equipment to make sure that the prepping of the floor is unlike anything that could be done in order to make sure it's done absolutely right. You can talk to them about the process, what that process would look like for you, and custom design storage. And this isn't just the aesthetics, but how do you use storage? What do you use it for? Do you wash your car every weekend in your driveway? Do you do a lot of gardening? All that will make a difference in the custom designing of your storage. Garage Experts, get a free consultation from Shelly this week. I'm going to take a couple $100 off. All you got to do is give them a call, 429-2166. If you don't remember the number, you probably won't. Just find them under Nick's endorsements at ksgf.com. Friday, Dr. Birx, one of the 2-point people for the media, during the Trump administration on COVID revealed that she knew from the beginning that vaccines would not stop the spread of COVID. Now today, the people who like to anoint the so-called experts will say, well, that's, I mean, yeah, we knew that. They want you to forget the history of just a year ago, in which some of us were recognizing the realities of that, but were called science deniers. We were accused by, you know, former CEOs of local hospitals of being responsible for people dying by spreading misinformation. The experts became the buffoons who were the most likely individuals to actually spread disinformation and misinformation, while those of us who were called the science deniers were just trying to take a scientific approach in understanding what was going on. Now Fauci claims that health officials were always aware. Oh, no, the natural immunity thing? No, we knew about. Oh, look how they're coming around. The latest from Fauci, this is a revelation per the Epic Times, in which he evidently gave an interview and made that admission. Isn't that something?
You're listening to Nick Reed in the Morning on Springfield's Talk 104.1.
Hey everyone, it's the First Alert Forecast sponsored by Navant, employee benefits that work. Heat advisory through tonight for the listening area. We got sun, heat, high of 102 today, heat index of 105, showers and storms are possible, slight chance. I think there was a front way north of us. Maybe not. We'll get something our way. Slight chance tonight, 76, partly sunny, hot tomorrow, slight chance, afternoon showers, storms, 98. Thursday is where things change up a bit. Showers and storms are expected with a high of 88, 81 on Friday with a 50% chance of showers and storms. And Saturday, chance of showers, 81 for the high. Sarah Meyer.
Thank you. I'm really glad that you didn't have my microphone on when we first came back.
Why would
I thought you were about to throw it to me. And so I made this like really weird sound. And it was, I'm really glad it wasn't on, because if it was, you would have heard this weird, like, sound.
Well, I make weird noises all the time.
That's fine, whatever.
As you know.
Yes. All right, well, I'm going to tell you about my friends over at the Pyramid Roofing Company. I don't want to jinx us, but I do think that we are going to get some rain, hopefully this week. And maybe you haven't had your roof inspected in quite some time. Well, right now is the perfect time to give the Pyramid Roofing Company a call today. Have them come out, give you a free estimate, have them do an inspection on your roof before all of the rain hits, because one of the worst things in the world is we have tons of rain, and next thing you know, you've noticed leaking around your chimney, or maybe your guttering isn't working correctly. Well, let's avoid all of that. Give the Pyramid Roofing Company a call today. They can come out, check everything out for you, get you on their schedule, and make sure that everything is worry-free when the rain decides to hit. Now, you can find all of their contact information housed at KSGF.com under the Sarah's Endorsements tab.
Oh, National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease Director Dr. Anthony Fauci yesterday said health officials knew during the COVID-19 pandemic that contracting the disease ultimately offered natural immunity. Oh. Weird. He told reporters, per the Epic Times, quote, "We were always aware that if you get infected, you have a degree of protection against reinfection." Critics of Fauci's pushed for nationwide vaccinations long argued that natural immunity offered protection against the virus, and thus individuals who contracted COVID-19 did not need to opt for one of the nation's authorized vaccines. Fauci clarified that the natural immunity to COVID-19 became less effective over time. It was not comparable to the protection one develops after contracting polio, smallpox, or measles. Now, of course, here is the issue, though. And this is one of the arguments they would run around making, like, well, natural immunity, I mean, it doesn't really last. Clearly, neither does the vaccine. Hence the fact that, what, we're on the fourth or fifth booster? At the height of the pandemic, Fauci was a high-profile advocate for strict lockdown measures, mask mandates, often pushed for the receipt of both initial vaccine and booster shots, despite research discovering the natural immunity led to stronger antibody responses than Moderna vaccine.
Fauci has long drawn scrutiny, especially from Republicans, over his endorsement of the strict policies. GOP leaders have been the ones who have been open about their plans to investigate him and the agency over the handling of the virus and other public statements and so forth and so forth. And here's, this is what you have to remember. Well, you don't have to, but I would suggest you remember it. Defenders of people like Fauci, when you have a story like this and all of a sudden Fauci's like, oh, yeah, 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 they will say, well, science changes, and we didn't know that at one time, but now we do. No, we did. Or at least we knew it was possible. You see, this is the danger in anointing certain people as God when it comes to science, or as Fauci declared himself, he is science. If you don't agree with him, you disagree with science. You are in violation of science. You don't trust science if you don't trust him. The benefit of allowing discussion, the benefit of having a society that is filled with people who are encouraged to think critically and challenge ideas, is the evolution, the development of advancements in understanding of you know, scenarios, situations. It's how new technology is developed. It is a lot of guessing and checking. In fact, any new development that occurs, whether it is technological, medical, or otherwise, is because people did it wrong over and over and over again, trying a number of different ways, but recognizing that you have to try to hit it from different angles, understand it from different perspectives, be open to different perspectives, and then you eventually accept what works. You don't decide this is the official answer, and we are going to eliminate anybody else's perspective on this. That's not how advancement works. Fauci's acknowledgement to natural immunity, Dr. Birx's revelation last Friday that, oh, no, I knew those vaccines wouldn't stop the spread. That's not what they were saying a year ago. And I know I keep harping on this point, but it's not. Here's the thing. My point isn't, oh, you were right for questioning and being curious and they were wrong. But it is the demonstration of what stifles scientific advancement. And that is the way that the top, quote, scientists in our country are behaving today. How much further along would we be today if the Faucis and the Birxes of the world had allowed themselves to consider what it was that so many of us were recognizing as a possibility, and that being natural immunity, and that the vaccine doesn't necessarily stop you from spreading, getting COVID or spreading COVID. We set ourselves back when we are told there are only certain authorities or experts that we should listen to, and everyone else needs to be shut down. And it is absolutely vile and as anti-science as you can get when you have medical authorities like we saw right here in Springfield declaring that people who suggest that vaccines don't stop the spread or suggest that natural immunity is a thing, that you are responsible for people dying. As we saw the CEO of one of the local hospitals declare on social media that is today's equivalent of burning someone at the stake. It is today's equivalent of burning books. No one wins. Humanity doesn't win. Free thought doesn't win. And the advancement and understanding of the truth does not win. And so the very people that our society, whether it's locally or nationally or internationally, have labeled to be the enlightened scientists, are the single largest and most effective stiflers of science that we have seen in the modern era. Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed.
You're listening to Nick Reed in the Morning on Springfield's Talk 104.1.
Tonight we're going
And to further highlight that there are those in the category of experts that still, despite everything that we know and that is obvious, refuse to stop clinging to the suppression of enlightenment. The CDC's COVID-19 guidance is helping schools mask children again. Washington Examiner reporting there is no end to the anti-science COVID-19 diktats being handed down in some pockets of the country. The worst of those are the ones still being imposed on children. And might I note, disproportionately impact in a negative way poorer children and minority children. The people that the Democrat Party claims to be most supportive of. I'm telling you, if you fall into a category that Democrats target as a category of people they want to help, run. Because with amazing consistency, those are the individuals that end up suffering to the greatest degree. Last week, San Diego announced that it would once again impose mask mandates on children. Children who do not want to wear masks simply, quote, don't have to go to school at all, according to the school board president, Sharon Whitehurst Payne. Students who are already enrolled in summer school should, quote, just not return if they don't want to be forced to wear masks. Whitehurst Payne is ostensibly in charge of education for nearly 100,000 students, and she is telling students not to show up for school if they don't want to strap a totally and completely unscientific, ineffective mask on their face. Meanwhile, Jefferson County, Kentucky is reimposing universal masking in county facilities and buses. That includes mandates for Jefferson County Public Schools, the largest school system in Kentucky and the 30th largest school system in the entire country. Jefferson County, home to Louisville, has over 95,000 students in its public school system. They are doing this because Joe Biden's Center for Disease Control and Prevention said that they should. As of May 27th, the agency still claimed that all children over the age of 2 should be wearing masks on public transportation. And it is still recommended that children should be masked if community levels of spread get too high. That is the justification that Whitehurst Payne and Jefferson County cited to reinforce their unscientific mandates. The CDC and its director, Rochelle Walensky, who has no credibility, are making these recommendations in defiance of every piece of data we have about children and COVID-19. Amid all the confusion and contradictory information about COVID-19 at the start of the pandemic, it was clear early on that children were at no serious risk for the virus. The data from the CDC itself has consistently shown that children were at risk, at a greater risk from the flu than COVID-19. Nearly 55 million children have been infected with COVID-19 during the first 2 years of the pandemic, according to the CDC estimates from April. Using CDC's data on hospitalizations, that is 0.14% of children who had COVID-19 and were in a hospital. That number, though, is higher than the reality because many of the children who were hospitalized were brought there for other concerns and happened to test positive for COVID-19 when they were admitted. And you know this, you go in with a broken leg and they test you for COVID-19. And of course, in order to bump up the numbers, they would claim this person is here for COVID, even if that's not why that person is there. So when you use the CDC's own data on deaths, the number of children who died from COVID was 0.001%. Not to mention the evidence that we have seen, the results of the negative impact on kids, not some expert that is theorizing on what will happen, but what has actually happened. Whether it is the physical negative impact of being forced to mask all day, the emotional growth. I mean, you imagine. And I know this is lost on a lot of people, and it gets poo-pooed by the left. Those formative years where your brain is forming, and in those formative years, you see no facial expressions. The percentage of communication that is from body language is astronomical compared to verbal speech, compared to other forms of communication. It's that body language and an amazing amount. There have been books on this. I forget. There used to be this gal. She was an expert on body language. I mean, this was years ago. She would go on O'Reilly, and he'd show clips of politicians and ask what their... Tanya Ryman, I think, was her name. It's a fascinating book. It was written in a manner that the average person could read and understand. But the things that your mind, even subconsciously, learns about people. You know, you talk about getting a gut feeling about people. That is your mind picking up on body language and body movements that aren't even controllable by the other person, that you don't even realize that you're receiving. All of those things are through the evolution of growing up. As you grow up from a baby and through your youth, your mind is gathering all of that information based on what your conscious and unconscious conscious mind is seeing, and then the subsequent behavior of the individual. And you have these kids are being raised for their mind never to get programmed, to never be programmed to understand that. We are ripping away the programming of young people to be able to, in a healthy and successful way, engage with other human beings. And for what? For nothing. Other than some sort of power struggle by the teachers' unions and school boards, who frankly are oftentimes run by people on the left, and their entire motivation is because, well, Trump supporters don't want to wear masks, and Trump is an idiot and anti-science, so we're going to take the other position. That's what it's birthed from. Because it isn't science, and it's not results. And once again, as I note, if you are a category, if you are a demographic the Democrats claim they care about, run the other way, because you will suffer to a great degree, and children is one of those categories in which we see that on full display.
You're listening to Nick Reed in the Morning on Springfield's Talk 104.1.
Floors Plus in Nixa and Floors Plus in Springfield. 0% financing for 12 months. I know the Springfield location is open till 6:30. I'm not sure the Nixa location. I know the Springfield location is because I drove by it most recently and saw that posted. So if you are a 9-to-5er or a 9-to-6er even, and you think, well, I don't have time, we're going to have to wait until the weekend, but we really want to take advantage of 0% financing for 12 months for new carpeting, luxury vinyl planking, hardwood, ceramic, or maybe custom-built shower. You don't have to wait till the weekend. You can stop by as they are open till 6:30. You can find Floors Plus in Springfield and in Nixa. Location info at KSGF.com under Nix endorsements. They're actually pretty relatively easy to find. The Nixa location is across the highway from Walmart, and the Springfield location is South Campbell and Walnut Lawn. So there you have it. Liz Cheney said Sunday on CNN's State of the Union that she would make a decision about running for president in 2024 down the road. Anchor Jake Tapper said, "You've made it clear you don't think Donald Trump should be trusted with the presidency again. Are you willing to run for president and try to stop him, at least in part?" Cheney said, but don't you love that premise? It's not run for president because you love this country. It's not run for president because you think that you have the vision and the leadership to take this country forward, but just to stop the American people, if they want Trump to be president, to prevent the American people from getting what they want through the voting process. That is how bitter and small these people have made themselves. Cheney said, quote, "I haven't really at this point. I've not made a decision about 2024. I'm really, really focused on the substance of what we have to do on the select committee. Very focused on the work that I have to do to represent the people of Wyoming. I'll make a decision about 2024 down the road." Well, she clearly either isn't focused about doing the work on behalf of the people she represents in Wyoming, or she is completely and totally dishonest, because it's clear to everyone she's not representing the people of Wyoming. They are just weeks away from booting her out. Do you know how difficult it is to beat an incumbent in a primary? That is, in politics, in terms of running a campaign, the single most difficult task anyone can undertake, trying to unseat an incumbent in a primary. The fact that her opponent is up over her like 20 or 30 points right now, frankly, I don't know. That's got to be it's historic. And I'm not saying it hasn't happened before to that extent, but it certainly, without question, is rare. It's rare for an incumbent to lose in a primary, let alone with those sorts of numbers. And she claims that she's focusing on successfully representing the people of Wyoming. She clearly isn't representing them. I mean, it's very, very clear that's the case. She said, "I do think as we look towards the next presidential election, I believe that our nation stands on the edge of an abyss. I believe that we all have to really think seriously about the dangers we face and the threats we face and have to elect serious candidates. We've got to look, people who will take their obligations, their oaths seriously, and who will deal with issues of substance with respect for people who have disagreements, and we've got to be able to come together." Oh, yes. Well, if there's anything Liz Cheney knows, it's how to bring people together. "And stop the very dangerous kind of politics we've lived through over the last year and a half, certainly." This is, again, a sign of total and complete delusion. Listen, I get it. It's one thing if you are an elected official and you think everyone is wrong. You think the vast majority of your voting base is wrong, which clearly she must think. Republicans are idiots. They're morons. And hell or high water, she knows she's going to get booted out in a severe manner. You know, okay. But to believe that you could genuinely have a successful run to the presidency in her position, that's delusional. Glenn Beck's next. I'm Nick Reed.